Welcome to Shattering Myths, the program devoted to the fastest growing and now largest segment of society. To those who've come to realize that all of the world's political, religious, military, economic, and media institutions are corrupt, that they have become counterproductive, and that they cannot be fixed. If you'd like to join us during this discussion, over the next 3 hours, the first hour will begin with IQ Al-Rasuli. Our toll-free number is 877-376-45. It's my pleasure to welcome IQ Al-Rasuli. He is the author of a series of books on unveiling Islam's called Lifting the Veil, the True Faces of Muhammad and Islam. IQ, the news today is as we predicted, but it's still very sad for the world. There's not going to be an agreement with Iran on its nuclear program. What do you think the consequence is going to be?
You were right. We discussed it many, many times. We said it will never happen. That all the Iranians are doing was taking more time to create more abilities to create a bomb, and they're doing it, and that's it.
Yeah, they played the Obama administration either for a fool or the Obama administration is on their side.
No, the Obama administration is on their side. It's nothing to do with foolishness.
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. The United States, along with a group of nations, but principally the United States, agreed because China and Russia don't really have an economic axe to grind here. This is really a matter between the United States and Iran economically. And what the Iranians wanted was some $7 billion released from frozen accounts in the United States that belonged to them, and they wanted the ability to start selling their oil and gas again on international markets, and they wanted the sanctions lifted. They got virtually all of that, and they gave nothing in return.
But that was really what you and I said before. They would never give anything in return. This is Islam. Islam treats the infidels with contempt. Especially when the infidel is weak, it's finished. There's no discussion, nothing to discuss.
Yeah, this broke down over two issues. One is that when we went over the preliminary agreement in detail, it was obvious that it was only put in place to get the sanctions and money released and constraints released, but that the Iranians would never come clean on the actual testing they did to militarize their nuclear program. And now we have found that 11 nations have reported that they have irrefutable evidence that the Iranian intent with their nuclear program was to develop a bomb, and the Iranians have thus far completely negated any attempts to provide access to those facilities, to those individuals, or to prove otherwise.
Okay. Now, where do we go from here?
Well, this is what I have said for a long time that bothers me the most about the Iranian issue, and then we'll talk about where we go from here, is the fact that the Iranians created plausible deniability and room to continue to proceed developing billions of dollars worth of centrifuges and bomb technology by saying that their nuclear program was for peaceful purposes to generate electricity. And I told everyone that would listen starting about 10 years ago that that is ludicrous. And just to parrot those words, you have to be an idiot. All a nuclear plant does is boil water. Iran floats on an ocean of natural gas. In fact, the natural gas, because they haven't invested in the liquefaction processes, is actually a liability for them. They just burn it up in the atmosphere. A country that floats on an ocean of natural gas, which is the most efficient and cleanest way to boil water, would never, ever invest in a nuclear power plant, much less and risk their entire economy over nuclear power plants. So it was always about the bomb.
It had to be. You know as well as I do that the only country in the world which is Islamic and has atom bombs is Pakistan. And they have at least 120 now. Mm-hmm. So Pakistan being Sunni, and the Ayatollahs are Shia, they have to have the bomb. It's not only just to destroy Israel. This is a red herring. True, mm-hmm. they have intentions of destroying Israel. Sure. But it's a red herring. They want the bomb to defend themselves against Sunni Islam.
Yeah, I think that's a third of it. First of all, I don't think that Pakistan is actually the only Islamic nation with a nuclear bomb. I'm convinced that the Saudi Arabians financed the Pakistani undertaking. The Pakistanis are way too impoverished to have had the resources develop a nuclear bomb on their own. And so I think it's the Saudi Arabians that did so. And when Saudi Arabia asked America to move all of its billion-dollar bases out of Saudi Arabia, I think that was the time that they brought in and deployed their nuclear arsenal. But beyond that, I think that that is one-third of the reason that they want the bomb, that the Shias realize that Sunni Muslims have the bomb, and I think on both sides of them. I think to a very small degree they want the bomb to as a stalemate situation against the Indian government, which has nuclear capability. But mostly, when you have a nuclear bomb, what is it that the United States is prevented from doing?
Defending Israel, I suppose.
Invading.
Oh.
And the only reason America can invade Iraq is because the Israelis destroyed their nuclear capability. If a country has a nuclear capability, you can't invade it.
Correct.
Because they'll destroy the invaders at the invader's home. And it has always been my contention that the number one reason that the Iranians wanted the bomb is because the United States has been so belligerent, so aggressive in the Islamic world, invading countries at the moment they have the bomb. They're impervious to American invasion.
Okay. Makes sense. No question about that one.
Yeah. And I think the third reason is that, yes, indeed, the Iranians recognize that Israel has nuclear capabilities, and while I don't think Iran actually wants to deploy its bombs in Israel, although they have used that rhetoric, I think they're aware of how close Israel is to Iran. They are aware which way the winds blow, and it would be catastrophic to Iran to detonate a nuclear bomb in Israel, but it keeps the Israelis from being able to attack them with a nuclear force.
Fair enough. But Israel can attack Iran without aircraft. They do it from submarines.
Right, they can do it with missiles. That is correct. All right, so where are we from here? A major development took place a week and a half ago in the midst of all of this, and that emerged from the only subject you and I have talked at length about other than Islam, which is the mess of the Ukraine, where Obama nation and NATO actually created the problem in the Ukraine and then blamed it on Russia and put all sorts of sanctions on Russia like they were fighting the Cold War. So what did Russia do? Twice now, it has inked major economic deals with Iran. One that trades oil and natural gas for military hardware, and the one this past week that is going to provide Iran with two more nuclear power plants.
In fact, eight. They have counted for eight.
Wow. And 100% of the purpose of those nuclear power plants is because the daughter products of that process can be used to make bombs, both traditional fission bombs, but also dirty bombs. And it provides cover for their centrifuges. So by isolating Russia over something as meaningless as the Ukraine, the Obamanator has pushed Russia and Iran into an embrace that makes it as impossible to resolve as Syria is to resolve.
Yeah, but Obama was not the only one. Europe in general was also. The European Union was guilty and still is as guilty as Obama.
Yeah, I would agree. So we are now in a position where the most belligerent government on earth will soon have a nuclear bomb, and there's nothing that can be done to stop it. save Israel or the United States going to war against Iran?
Forget about the United States. As far as I know, well, my thinking, Obama is going to allow Israel to do the dirty work. And Israel has absolutely no choice. The Iranians have publicly and repeatedly and nonstop said they will destroy Israel. And if Israel learned anything from history, listen to your enemy, and if he says he's going to destroy you, believe him.
Yeah. The Grand Ayatollah in Iran 2 weeks ago announced that the single greatest purpose of the Iranian nation and of Muslims worldwide was to annihilate Israel, to destroy and obliterate Israel. And he said so publicly in a recorded media presentation. I think he even posted it on Twitter. But he's on record as recently as 2 weeks ago telling the world that his goal as the leader of Iran was to annihilate Israel, to completely destroy it.
Isn't it remarkable that they did the same thing a few years ago at the United Nations and nobody said a word? Nobody.
Yep. Oh, yeah, they all blame Israel when Israel said, let me draw you a picture here. And Netanyahu drew a picture of Iran with a bomb and said, this is a very, very dangerous thing, and this body doesn't seem to care.
They don't really care. No, they don't, honestly. They don't care. But the consequences of not caring, as you even mentioned it many times before, will be hundreds of millions of dead people.
Yeah. Now, it's been my contention, IQ, for at least a decade and probably closer to 12 or 13 years, that Iran is not going to use its nuclear bombs in Israel. I think that they will find ways to deploy them in Europe and the United States.
Which is, of course, it's an even better solution, because they can use proxy terrorists to do mm-hmm. the job.
Correct. Yeah, I've felt that they would literally sail their bombs into America's harbors that are beside America's largest cities, and they would make those cities uninhabitable. I mean, it's not the level of destruction that you would get if you detonated a nuclear bomb 200 feet above the ground, but it is enough to make major cities uninhabitable. Clearly, the last phase of this disaster was played by the United States giving Iran a full year to continue to work on its nuclear program. But IQ, I think that the United States is also guilty of the first two moves here. The United States, under the Gerald Ford administration and Henry Kissinger as Secretary of State, gave Iran its first nuclear power plant and nuclear fuel. And then when America invaded Iraq, America gave Iran's only enemy to Iran, making it Iran West, freeing them to devote the monies and the energies necessary to complete the bomb, as well as control of Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon to deliver the bomb into northern Israel. So I think the United States is wholly responsible here, and I agree with you. I don't think the United States will act. The question remains, can Israel, even given a green light by America, can Israel resolve this issue? And I think the answer is no.
Yes, there is an answer, and they can resolve mm-hmm. the issue, but it would okay. be mutually destructive. Now, I would like to explain to our listeners.
Okay.
When the Soviet Union was confronting the West, each side knew that if they start a war, both sides would be destroyed. It's called mutually assured destruction. The communists were rational people. They're not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But we're dealing mm-hmm. with Shia Islam. Shia Islam is a completely different kettle of fish. They are irrational. Why do I say irrational? Ahmadinejad, on purpose, on many times in the United Nations, said that the Mahdi will be coming when there is nuclear war.
Mm-hmm.
The Mahdi will come when there's Armageddon. Yeah. The Mahdi will appear when it's the end of the world in catastrophe.
Let me give it to you and we'll stop.
Sorry, go on.
Right. No, I was going to say to make it simpler for our listeners. By the way, the Mahdi is their version of a messiah. He's a warlord that leads a unified Islamic force against Israel for Israel's destruction and then conquest of the entire world. As I look at this, I think that what you've got is the realization that there is nothing going to stop Iran from using the bomb, because the reason the Russians didn't want to is they didn't want to die. But in Islam, there is no reason to live, only a reason to die. So Muslims will use the bomb precisely for the reason that the Russians didn't.
But that's what I'm talking about.
The Russians didn't. Yeah. The Russians didn't use the bomb because they wanted to live. Right. And the Muslims will use the bomb because they want to die as martyrs. That is their goal. That's their ambition in life, is to die as martyrs. So they'll use the bomb knowing there'll be retribution.
Yes. And Iran said so. The Ayatollah said so. Ahmadinejad said so. So we don't care what Israel will do. We shall accomplish the destruction of Israel.
Right.
And we shall occupy Jerusalem. Well, I tell you what. Nobody's going to occupy anything in Israel. Nobody's going to occupy anything in the Middle East. When this war starts, there will be tens of mushrooms all over the Middle East. It will not be only Iran and Israel.
Yeah. As I study end times prophecy, it's obvious that there are references to elements melting with intense heat and the nuclear winter that would follow the destruction of a nuclear exchange. There's clearly going to be a nuclear exchange. There's the possibility that there may be a nuclear bomb detonated in Israel, because there's going to be tremendous destruction there. I think most of the carnage in Israel is going to be the old-fashioned kind, with conventional warfare. But the question really is, other than using its own nuclear arsenal, how in the world does Israel resolve this when Fordor, the centrifuges are deep underground, and that most of the research facilities are buried, and a huge amount of the nuclear capability of Iran is in heavily populated metropolitan areas under hospitals and schools and the like?
Well, if I were Prime Minister of Israel, and I honestly, truly believed that the destruction of Israel is going to happen, I would go and destroy whatever I can of the enemy preemptively. And come what may, it doesn't matter anymore. Why? Because it's better for me to hammer them than they start on me first, and then we can't hammer them anymore.
Well, I think that the only way that can be done is with a preemptive nuclear strike. I don't think there's any conventional approach.
Right.
And I think the United States, with its bunker buster bombs and all of that sort of thing, the United States with conventional weapons couldn't resolve this problem. Not anymore. Welcome back to Shattering Myths, where we're talking about Iran. IQ, there's a lot of Americans that are geographically inept and don't know much about Iraq and Iran other than they share a border. Let's just talk a little bit about relative size. The population difference between Iraq and Iran. Iran's three times larger, isn't it? Almost four.
Yeah.
In terms of size, Iran is 3 to 4 times larger, isn't it? Now, in terms of GDP, Iran is 5 or 6 times larger than Iraq, correct?
Correct.
In terms of numbers of manpower in their military, I think the numbers are of those eligible and trained, 4 times greater for Iran.
Definitely, but Iraq doesn't exist anymore. I mean, it just only
That's true. Now, and lastly, we were talking about natural gas and the fact that a nation with the natural gas would never have a nuclear power plant. Do you know that Iraq's proven natural gas reserves are 3 trillion, whatever they, barrels, I think is what they, what they use.
Yeah,
okay, 3 trillion cubic meters. You know what Iran's is by comparison? 3 trillion cubic meters versus 33 trillion cubic meters. Yeah. 10 times, 11 times greater, largest proven natural gas reserves in the world. That these aren't comparable animals, Iraq and Iran.
No.
I mean, America could not successfully invade and occupy Iraq.
Well, they have a little less, and most, no, sorry, they will have even less chance of ever taking over Iran.
Yeah, I would say that America's likelihood, since if you look at the utter failure of America trying to invade and occupy Iraq, and all we did was break the country and turn it into a living hellhole for Islamic terrorists, and left it broken in the, with a civil war. Can you imagine what would happen if we invaded Iran, where there is no Sunni via Shia rift in Iran. There are no meaningful numbers of Kurds. There's no internal infighting that's going to take place there. Everyone is going to come against America.
The probability is zero. It will never happen.
Zero. Right. Zero. So there is nothing America can do. We have opened the box on giving the nation that is most likely to use the bomb, because even the Saudi Arabians and the Pakistanis, they don't have a death wish. I mean, they're rolling in money in the case of Saudi Arabia, but the Pakistanis don't have a death wish. I know they're Muslim, but the Iranians have a death wish.
Yes, but the Muslims who are Sunnis, they don't have the same theology as the
correct.
The Iranians. The Iranians have a theology of Armageddon, of the end of the world.
Right. You know, what's interesting is that that Armageddon, end of the world philosophy of the Shia Muslims does not date back to Muhammad.
No, no. Muhammad had nothing to do with it.
No, it's the whole history of the 12th Imam and this end of the world Mahdi and prophecy really dates to the 10th or 11th century.
Correct. Yes, that's literally a man-made invention.
Correct.
By the way, I would like to point out also that even without nuclear weapon.
Yes.
What the Iranians have supplied to Hezbollah in Lebanon, they have over 170,000 rockets, missiles, and artillery pieces. Not even America could defend itself against such a variety of weapons. They can't.
Correct.
They have to use nuclear weapons sooner or later. I'm not joking, honestly.
Yes.
If I were in Israel, look, the Gaza war, the recent one.
Right.
A miserable people called Gazans, they used missiles and rockets, which were not fantastically, sophisticated.
Essentially pipe bombs.
Correct. And they had 5 million people running for cover.
Right.
Now, the Hezbollah ones are completely different.
Yes.
Israel will not ever be able to defend herself with 1,000 iron domes. You can't do it.
That is correct. That is correct. In fact, the Isaiah 17 and 18 prophecies of Muslims flooding into Israel after Israel is compelled, forced to give up the West Bank, narrowing Israel at the waist, is how the prophecy reads. After the destruction of the Syrian government, Israel is narrowed at the west and that waist, and then Muslims flood into Israel in great magnitude. The numbers that come into Israel exceed the number of bullets and bombs that Israel has. There is nothing that Israel can do to resolve the problem.
No, no. It is the end of times.
It is. We have done.
The writing is on the wall.
Yeah, we have done everything we can do to warn people what was going to happen. We gave them a warning more than a decade before it became inevitable. The fate is now inevitable. There's nothing that can be done, but it's still is appropriate for us to tell the world, we told you so.
Yes, true. And we can, the matter can be resolved it can be resolved if the United States of America and the European Union wake up to the facts of life. Do not aggravate Russia. Bring Russia into the fold.
Correct.
And we can destroy all the enemies of the West.
You know, you actually could resolve this problem. We're not going to, because we're not going to do any of these things. But you could resolve the problem of Islam and their desired annihilation of the world, their conquest of the world, by isolating Israel. Isolating Islam, completely isolating, exposing and condemning the religion based upon its scriptures, based upon the Quran and Hadith, completely, and have everybody that is responsible expose and condemn the religion, announce that the religion is illegal in any country because it promotes sexual abuse of little children. It promotes sexual tyranny towards women. It promotes terrorism and mass murder and the slave trade and kidnapping. That those things are all illegal. They're all promoted by Islam. They're all done in the name of Islam. We have to declare the religion illegal, and then we have to quarantine Muslims.
Correct.
So that the West doesn't sell them any more weapons, and we don't buy any more oil from them. We just leave them alone.
In Mombasa, Kenya.
Yes.
At last, the police and the government are acting.
Yes.
They have taken over 3 mosques. They searched them. They found weapons. They found grenades.
Yes.
They found terrorist pamphlets. They confiscated them, and they arrested 100 Muslims.
Yep.
This is the first time in the history of Africa and Europe and America that such a thing was done. If America and Europe would do the same thing today, they will find weapons, they will find terrorists, they will find computers full of information to incriminate every single mosque.
Yeah, what's amazing is that civil rights activists and Muslims in Kenya all went to the media saying it's unfair that you're unfairly targeting Muslims. And my response when I told this story was, you know, if you think it's unfair that Muslims were targeted, then it's then you need to stop terrorizing Kenyans, because that large attack, the terrorist attack that was done in the shopping center where 250 people were murdered, was perpetrated by Muslims out of these same mosques, and you ought not hide guns and grenades and plans for terrorist act in your mosque if you don't want your mosque targeted. Real simple.
True. But the news media, for example, knew during the Gaza conflict with Israel.
Yes.
They knew. They saw that the terrorists were putting rockets in hospitals, in schools, in mosques, and then they condemned Israel for firing back.
Correct. Yeah, it's amazing. It's truly amazing. As a matter of fact, it got so bad in Israel. This is why I think the United Nations has dropped its commitment to label Israel guilty of war crimes, is that the UN schools, both of them that had rocket explosions in those two schools, that Israel has shown that that the explosions in those schools took place at a time that Israel was not sending rockets, and that it was a Gazan rocket that blew up that caused the carnage. They killed their own people.
Correct. But there were also 3 other schools where they found rockets, which the United Nations brought to the attention of Hamas as if they didn't know. How is it possible, when the United Nations have been taking care of those people for 65 years, giving them hundreds of billions of dollars that were wasted or pilfered by their leaders?
Yep.
And
well,
they
just
didn't know?
Yeah, take this as a comparison. You mentioned Lebanon. Hamas in Lebanon has hundreds of thousands of Iranian rockets. When Israel was asked to leave southern Lebanon, the UN agreed that it would provide a peacekeeping force that would preclude Hezbollah from rearming. The UN is still there. And now Hezbollah has hundreds of thousands of rockets. So the United Nations is working with Hezbollah to prepare for the destruction of Israel.
Correct. The United Nations has been working with Islam, have been Arabs since 1948.
Right. Correct. Against against Israel.
Yes.
And yeah, well, the fact of the matter is, IQ, while there is a resolution to this, the resolution now requires declaring Islam illegal, making it illegal to practice Islam, illegal to promote Islam in any non-Islamic majority country based upon the religions, Quranic and Hadith promotion of criminal activity. Kidnapping, terrorism, the slave trade, mass murder, and the mutilation of women, as well as pedophilia and rape. And number two, to completely isolate and quarantine Muslims in majority Muslim nations, no longer selling them anything, not weapons, not machines, not anything, and no longer buying any of their oil. We could do those things, the world would endure this cancer, this hellish religion. We're unwilling to do those things, and we can't even talk openly about doing those things. Then, well, Muslims are going to destroy the world as we know it. IQ, if we look at Islam's other negative manifestation, well, there's many of them, but the Islamic State began an offensive that is consistent with something that I said was going to happen. Well, the United States is all fixated on bombing the Islamic State in Syria, and they're all concerned about little villages along the Turkish border with the Kurds. That really is just a distraction to the Islamic State. Ramadi and pushing the envelope towards the Baghdad and the Shia Muslims out of Sunni majority areas. That's their goal. They are in the midst of a major offensive right now in Ramadi.
Yes. Can you believe that the Americans only had five raids in a day? Five raids in a day?
In
the size of Iraq? Israel in Gaza had 150 every day. Every day. Five raids?
Yeah,
and what do you kill with five raids? Two donkeys?
Yeah, and what are you going to do against the Islamic State in the populated areas of Ramadi, particularly when the Shia Muslims, and they announced that they were in their mosque, they're telling anyone who is strong enough to carry an automatic weapon, to pick up the weapon in the mosque, and to go out and defend their homes against the Sunni Muslims, but from the air. How are you going to tell a Sunni Muslim jihadist from a Shia Muslim jihadist and determine who you should be bombing? And why would you want to bomb Sunni Muslims on behalf of Shia Muslims when the Shia Muslims are worse than the Sunni Muslims?
I don't know. We should ask Obama.
I just don't get this Islamic State thing. Yeah, I understand they're bad. I understand they're horrible. And I know that you're an Iraqi, and it'd be difficult to look at what the Islamic State is doing in Iraq and not want to wipe out every one of them. But the Islamic State's principal enemy is Shia Islam. And when you fight the Islamic State, you have to ally with Shia Islam. It's worse than Sunni Islam.
But that's exactly what they declared. They said it is more important for them to destroy the Shia before Israel.
Of course. You can't have a united Islamic caliphate until Shia Islam is obliterated.
Definitely. There's no question about that. None.
All right. And there's, I would ask you, IQ, I'm sure you've done the math on the difference between amount of weapons they deploy and the number of people to wield those weapons, that the numbers are 4-1 and 25-1 in favor of Sunni Islam. Is there any chance that the Shias, even with America air cover, are going to prevail? Aren't we on the side that's going to lose?
Yes, but Obama doesn't know that or doesn't care. He just wants to get involved. And
but we're not only on the losing side, we're on the side of Iran.
Correct, but he's on the wrong side. He has been on the wrong side for 6 years. So there is nothing strange about it. Nothing strange, honestly.
Is there any set of circumstances which would cause Sunni Muslims to lose in this battle to the death with Shia Muslims, where somehow Shia Muslims prevail and obliterate Sunni Islam?
Impossible. 85% of Islam is Sunni. No chance in hell.
Right.
No chance, none whatsoever.
Yeah, and it, by the way, it happens to even be worse when you look at American weapon sales. Americans sell, it's about 25 times more weapons to Sunni Muslim nations than to Shia Muslim nations.
Yes, which is about 100 times more than what they sell to the Israelis.
Yeah, the numbers of America armaments to Israel versus those nations that wish to destroy Israel is about 25 to 1 as well. This notion that America is a friend of Israel is just a bunch of baloney.
Yeah, but and nobody believes it, by the way. Not even Americans believe it.
No. No, Americans know that their government now, particularly under Obama, but really under every president going back for decades now, has provided lip service in favor of Israel while arming Israel's enemies and negotiating on behalf of Israel's enemy against Israel.
Correct. Unbelievable.
Yeah. How long will Israel last when how long will Israel last when it's thinned at the waist and the West Bank is given to the Muslims?
Zero time.
Yeah. Yeah, it will be faster than Hitler responded to the gift of Czechoslovakia.
Absolutely.
Zero time.
Definitely zero time. Take care.
Yeah, just utter destruction. Thank you, IQ.